Join us for the Sharks NHL Draft Party on June 28th at 3 p.m. Witness the Sharks select number one overall for the first time in franchise history and celebrate the team's future with fellow Sharks fans. Don't miss out on experiencing this historic event with an electrifying atmosphere at SAP Center by securing your tickets today at sjsharks.com/thefutureisteal. That's sjsharks.com/thefutureisteal.
You're listening to the Sharks Audio Network. Now, here's your host, Ted Ramey.
Big news for the San Jose Sharks today. They announced that the club signed Will Smith to a standard entry-level contract per the San Jose Sharks Media Relations Department. Will is a dynamic and exciting young center, and we are thrilled to have him join the organization after an impressive season with Boston College, said Mike Greer, general manager of the San Jose Sharks. He continued, "We felt that this is the next step for his development to becoming a full-time NHL player, and we are looking forward to seeing him compete at the highest level of hockey." Smith, 19 years old, was named the 2023-24 Sharks Prospect of the Year, presented by Kaiser Permanente, after a decorated freshman season at Boston College, in which he led the nation with 71 points and 46 assists and finished tied for sixth in the country with 25 goals in 41 games. He set Boston College's freshman scoring record and matched the most points by an NCAA U19 skater since the 1993-94 season and was integral to Boston College in the Hockey East tournament, scoring 10 points across three games, nine of which came in the final two games. Smith registered a 5.4 goal game in the Hockey East final to capture the conference championship. He became the first player to score four goals in the title game and the first freshman to score at least three in the championship deciding contest. Smith later helped lead BC to the NCAA championship game against Denver, scoring 4 points, two goals, two assists in four tournament games. By the end of the season, Smith set a new BC program record for points and assists by a freshman and scored the fifth most goals among first years. His 45 assists ranked tied for third all-time in a season for the college, and his 71 points is the 10th best in the program's history. He was the first skater for Boston College to reach 70 points since Johnny Gaudreau did so in the 2013-2014 season when he had 80 points. Smith earned a variety of accolades in his first collegiate campaign, highlighted by being named to a Hobey Baker Memorial Award finalist, earning a spot on the Frozen Four All-Tournament team, and taking Hockey East All-Tournament MVP honors. Smith was also named for a AHCA First Team East All-American and earned a spot on the Hockey East First All-Star team following the regular season. Additionally, he was selected as the Sharks Prospect of the Week presented by Kaiser Permanente four times this past year. Prior to attending BC, he primarily played for the United States national program, appearing on the U18 national team in the 22-23 season. Across 60 games, he registered 127 points, which is the second best single season scoring output in the program's history. And over his career with the U.S. national squad, he ranked second in all-time points behind only Jack Hughes, who is now with the New Jersey Devils. Internationally, he represented Team USA at the 2024 World Championship and also appeared at the 2024 World Junior Championship with USA, where he helped lead the team to a gold medal finish. He posted 9 points in the tournament, finishing with a pair of assists in the gold medal game against the host, Sweden. Smith found the score sheet in each of the final six games of the tournament and completed the competition tied for fourth on the team in scoring. He also represented USA at the U18 WJC in 2022, in which they won the silver medal, and 2023. In 2023, he recorded 20 points in 7 games, leading the team to a gold medal. By the end of the tournament, he led all skaters in goals and points and was named the 2023 WJC Most Valuable Player, Best Forward, named to the WJC All-Star Team, and was a top three player on the USA squad. The 6-foot, 181-pound native of Lexington, Massachusetts, was selected by San Jose in the 2023 NHL Draft, first round, fourth overall. Earlier today, Tuesday, May 28th, Smith met with the media. This is that press conference.
Hey, Will, first of all, congratulations. What was the decision-making process for you to maybe decide to sign with the Sharks rather than go back to BC for a year?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it was a really tough decision because just how much I loved BC, and obviously my teammates there, we had a really special bond. And honestly, before I left for Worlds, I kind of made up in my mind that I was going to sign, but I wanted to make sure I did it with at the right time, and especially with my family.
You talk about your Worlds there, and you know, you mentioned, how was that experience? Obviously, you know, playing with such an NHL-filled team, NHL players, team, a lot of players from the league in there. What was that experience like? And then also, obviously, you were teammates with Luke Cunning. Did he talk to you a little bit about what San Jose is going to be like?
Yeah, I mean, those guys were second to none. I mean, they treated us awesome, and I mean, made sure we were included with everything. So just, I mean, on and off the ice, that they treat us, like I said, awesome. And obviously Luke was over there too, so it was nice having someone that I could ask questions to, or you know, wanted to find out any information on the Sharks. So he was awesome too.
Now, I do got to ask, obviously, you played against Macklin Celebrini all season long, and you know, it's not official that the Sharks have picked him yet, but he's the projected number one pick. What would it mean to play with a guy that, you know, won the Hobie Baker, and you played, you know, Beanpot and everything against BCBU rivalry, now joining forces, hope, you know, looking like, what would that be like for you?
Yeah, I mean, it'd be fun, obviously. Got to see him more than a couple times this year. So obviously, like I said, he's a great player, and he's a BU guy, but obviously the Sharks pick him, it would be pretty fun.
Now, for the Sharks' future, is my last one here. For the Sharks' future, what do you feel like you can bring to the Sharks to help kind of bring this rebuild to the next level?
I mean, it's obviously, like you said, it's a little bit of a rebuild right now, but I think with all the draft picks and already guys who are drafted in the team that's there now, it could be a pretty fun and special future. Obviously, trying to get back to winning more games, and obviously the crowds and fans there seem to be awesome, so I can't wait.
Awesome. Thanks. Well, congratulations again.
Thank you.
Chang.
Hey, Will, congratulations.
Thank you.
Wanted to ask you, just how important is it to you to take on this challenge of the NHL this year instead of holding it off another year?
It's huge for me. To be honest, personally, I think it was time to take the next step, and obviously it's the best league in the world, so you're getting the best players every single night in and night out, so I think that's something that definitely factored into wanting to make the next step.
In particular, what led you to making that decision that this was the next step, that you need to take on this challenge? Was it maybe practicing at Worlds, practicing against your teammates and feeling like you're comfortable there, or just in general, just what led to that decision that you're ready for this challenge?
Yeah, I mean, like I said earlier, it was obviously very tough that I got a special bond with Boston College, but on a personal level and in my hockey career, I think it was definitely time to take the next step. And obviously it's going to be the next challenge for me.
Did it also impact your decision that the Sharks did win the draft lottery and likely will draft Macklin? And basically you'll have someone to kind of maybe bounce ideas off, someone about your age to kind of start your NHL career with. Did that kind of matter?
I mean, yeah, obviously it's pretty special that we're going to have the first overall pick, but like I said, right before I went to headed off to Worlds, that I knew I wanted to have a decision made before I got over to Europe by myself. So I think getting that pick was definitely huge, and definitely going to help the future.
And you alluded to talking to Luke Cunningham. What in particular did he tell you about San Jose, or did you maybe talk with Nico Sturm or any of the other Sharks there? But anything in particular that they told you about the Sharks?
Yeah, I mean, it was mainly just Luke, because I mean, we were around each other so much, and honestly, just questions, just about games, travel, stuff like that. Just trying to get the lay of the land and just kind of the area. So more stuff about that, and he was awesome with all the information.
All right, well, congratulations.
Thank you,
Curtis.
Well, hey, this is Curtis Pichuk from the San Jose Mercury News. Thanks for doing this today. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
I got messages from Sharks fans already asking me what number are you going to wear with the Sharks.
I think I'm still figuring that out, but if they let me wear two, I think that's what I'm going to go with.
Why is two so special to you?
To be honest, I grew up obviously a BC fan, so Brian Leetch was there, and then I mean, even though he's a defenseman, still kind of like the number, and I mean, I wore it my whole life. Besides at BC, because it was taken, but just kind of it's always kind of stuck with me, and I think it's also kind of a little bit different, which obviously forwards usually are in that kind of different style of numbers.
Now that the deal is done, what are the next few months look like for you? Obviously, you're going to be coming to development camp and you know, getting ready for this season. Does your training maybe change a little bit for the pro game now, as opposed to in the longer schedule and the things that come with that? Does your training and your preparation for next season change in any way?
Not too much. Obviously, it's going to be a big schedule change. I'm not going to school anymore, so definitely gonna have time until camp gets going. But besides that, just getting bigger and stronger. That's just obviously the NHL is gonna be a strong league where guys are gonna be a lot bigger, especially faster. So I think just adding that into my training more is something I'll be working on.
Who from the Sharks was over in Europe? I mean, was there someone over there that you were talking to? Maybe on a regular, not Luke, but just maybe guys from the front office or scouts.
It was more over the phone, to be honest.
What was Mike Greer telling you as far as, you know, becoming a pro? He said last month he feels you're ready. What were those conversations like with him? Just as far as, you know, finalizing this decision, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, he was great the whole process. Obviously, we started talking after the year ended, and then obviously I took some time to make sure I was making the right decision. And I mean, every single factor that was going into it, he made sure he laid on the table, which was awesome for me and my family.
I think it's probably fair to say you have your goal is to make the team at a camp. And how do you think you go about doing that?
Yeah, I mean, obviously that's the goal going into it, and like I said, it's going to start with the summer training. And once I get to camp, it's just going to continue from there. That obviously the goal is to make the team.
All right. Thank you, Will.
Thank you.
We'll go to Ryan.
Hey, thanks, Will. Ryan Kennedy from the Hockey News. Just kind of curious with this decision, have you had conversations with your now former BC linemates, Ryan Leonard and Gabe Perreault, about the decision you were about to make public this week?
Yeah, I mean, they're my two of my closest friends, so I obviously let them know, and definitely didn't want them seeing this anywhere on social media, so I made sure to tell them. And I mean, they know it's a business, and obviously they're two of my best friends, so definitely will be in touch.
And are you open to in making this decision, obviously you want to be in the NHL as soon as possible, but are you open to the idea of spending some time in the AHL with the Barracuda if necessary?
I mean, I trust whatever the staff and development team has in mind. And obviously, like I said earlier, the goal is to make the team and just help as much as I could.
Excellent. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Eric?
Hey, Will. Eric Stevens with The Athletic. Congratulations, first of all. Obviously, a big day for you.
Thank you.
Well, the Sharks have a tremendous history at center, as you, I'm sure, are quite well aware of. What's your thought on the fact that you and theoretically Macklin, assuming that, you know, he is the number one pick, that you two are being viewed as right now being viewed as sort of the centerpiece of this rebuild? What's your thought on, you know, not to put all sorts of pressure on you right now, but what's your thought on that? The fact that you two are already being viewed as such.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, feels pretty good to, you know, people to say that, and obviously, it's a huge opportunity for us. Macklin's projected to go first, and if and when he gets picked, that it will be pretty awesome to, you know, kind of help this team take the next step and obviously get back to where the Sharks were.
How much of that Sharks history do you know? I mean, there's obviously been some great players that's gone through this organization, and especially in the middle.
Yeah, I mean, I've tried to kind of learn more as right after I got drafted, and obviously I think everyone's seen that comeback against Vegas, so just seeing the Shark Tank all fired up was pretty special.
Is there a current or do you pattern your game after any current NHL players? Is there even one that you even, you know, consciously sort of guide your game after or whatsoever?
I think there's a couple. I mean, kind of being on the same track as, I mean, when Hughes was at USA and obviously now he's with the Devils, just trying to watch his game. And obviously he's a super creative player and has a really, really talented hockey IQ. So I think him and my other guys, I try to watch a lot of hockey to kind of, you know, learn new things and see what I can work on.
And my last question, you mentioned, like you said, you've talked to Mike Greer and others whatsoever. Has Joe Thornton been one to give you a ring? Have you talked to him at all or anyone of that stature?
I haven't talked to him yet, but I think maybe out at development camp, maybe I'll get to meet him, which would be pretty cool.
We'll go to JD.
Congratulations, Will, on a big day for you. I know you've played center your entire life and then kind of making the jump to the NHL. Are you willing to maybe play wing as you kind of get comfortable to the NHL game and then, hopefully eventually transfer over to center? Have they talked to you about that, or is it still just kind of going through the emotions of signing?
It's kind of a little bit of both. Obviously, I'd be open to anything. I think I can play center or wing, but, I have full trust in coaching staff and development staff. So whatever they think is right is I'll be completely open to.
And then, of course, right, you know, big decision with this. I know you said you made up your mind, but was there any, like, thought of just maybe going back to BC and just dominating, and especially after losing in the finals there, maybe try to go back and win that national championship to maybe put on the cap to that resume?
Yeah, like I said, it was a tough decision having to leave a place like BC. Obviously I've had a lot of family history there, and obviously this year was pretty special. The last game wasn't what we planned on having end, but like I said, it's kind of ready for the next step for me. But obviously I think that team's gonna be great next year, and I can wish more of the best luck for them.
All right, thanks again, Will. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Got time for a final round of questions, so we'll go start with Curtis.
Well, I'm sure, I'm not sure if you finalized this yet, but when do you think you might move out to California and just get settled in here?
Yeah, I mean, we're still trying to kind of figure that out. Obviously, it's kind of sudden right now, but definitely figuring out some living situations at the moment.
And not to keep harping on Macklin here, this is your day, but just competing against him, what makes him the player he is, in your opinion? And does his game maybe complement your game a little bit, do you think?
Definitely. I think it's going to be if he gets picked, and obviously I think everyone kind of projects him there, it would be pretty cool to play together. I think we'd be pretty cool together to watch. Obviously, I think he's got some pretty sick skills of that we saw on display this year. So I think going up against him, it was always going to be a tough battle, and obviously it'd be pretty fun to play with.
You guys got the better at BU quite a bit this year, but was there one play that really kind of stood out when you competed against him? Like, wow, this guy's pretty special.
I mean, we I think played four times against each other, so there was a bunch of different moments where I mean, just both teams were going back and forth, and obviously he had a great beam pod, which is the game they got us in. So that was a tough one.
All right, thank you, Will.
Yep,
Max.
Well, you know, I just wanted to follow up and ask you about, you know, the way Mike Gurz built this team. You know, a lot of the picks through the NCAA, the signing of Colin Graf, and obviously, you know, being a BU guy himself, and, you know, again, with, you know, looking like Macklin, just what have your thoughts been of the way the Sharks have built up this prospect pool with a lot of NCAA prospects?
I mean, I think it's been great. Obviously, there's a pretty loaded prospect pool, and which kind of shows how exciting the future can be. And obviously, if they're coming from NCAA, I think it's the best route. And obviously, you could just see how many talented players there were this year, just fully down to, you know, developing and winning in the NCAA.
One of the reasons Colin Graf signed with the Sharks, he told us, is that, you know, be some of the familiarity with a lot of the Boston area people, he may not have known them, but just given that they know kind of where he's been, was that part of your decision-making process too? A lot of familiarity with the area that you've grew up in and played in?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely, definitely nice that there's a lot of Boston people in the organization where we kind of came from the same place of now we're moving out to California. So it's pretty cool. And obviously it's really nice having those people around.
Now, last thing I'll ask you is, a lot of people have mentioned the California weather. Are you excited to get out of that instead of in Boston during the wintertime?
Yeah, that's I can't wait for that. Seems like it's going to be pretty nice.
Awesome. Thanks, Will.
Thank you.
We'll finish up here with Dan.
Hey there, Will. Dan Rusinowski here. Congratulations. We'll be good to see you in development camp and beyond. Your year at BC and the work with the training staff and the coaches, it's a hard thing to play college hockey. I wanted to know, how are you a better hockey player now after that great year you had at BC, and where do you think you improved the most?
Yeah, I mean, going up against older guys is definitely always going to be tougher. And obviously college is pretty stacked this year. So I think, honestly, knowing that every single night is going to be a battle, no matter who you're playing. And obviously the NHL is that already. So I think just getting bigger and stronger, kind of in the weight room, and making sure you're getting faster as well, which will always help on the ice.
Final one for me is how do you feel that your relationship to the game is going to change? You're not going to train 5 days a week and then play on Friday and Saturday. You're going to have sometimes three, sometimes four games in a week, not as much practice because you're in the Western Conference, and also the pressure to be a professional and to make sure that you're playing for a different reason. What are your thoughts on all those things?
Yeah, I mean, it all factored into my decision. It's a business, and you're here to win. So I think, like you said, all those factors did come into my decision, and I knew what I was getting into, and I can't wait.
Thank you.
We'll take one more from Paul here to finish up.
Yeah, sorry, a little slow on the right hand function there. Hey, I'm actually Paul Sinceri with the Fin Factor. I'm actually a youth hockey parent as well, and I was just thinking about all the traveling and the training sessions that you've done in your younger years. Can you talk about maybe just like your folks and, you know, obviously how proud they are in this moment?
Yeah, they're pretty stoked right now. And obviously growing up, it was a lot of those early morning skates. And yeah, I got to give some thanks to my dad and my mom for making sure they were up for those and driving me, you know, to who knows where. So I definitely wouldn't be here without them.
Appreciate that. And thank you. And congratulations again.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Will. Appreciate you taking the time. Congratulations again. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Stay tuned to the Sharks Audio Network for all breaking news as it comes in. For the San Jose Sharks, I'm Ted Ramey signing off.
This podcast can be found for download under Sharks Hockey Digest on iTunes, Google, and Spotify. And on demand anytime on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app, presented by Western Digital. All music by Yogi Yen.